Welcome to the Authors Line, interviews and insights with featured authors and writers.
Mike Malevsky here at Radio Free Palmer, and I'm speaking with Antonia Felix. Where are you calling from?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
And I understand you're headquartered there.
Yeah, this is my, I was actually born and raised in Minneapolis and been away for a long time, but it's good to be back here, settling back into my roots. It's a lovely place. And we get winters. I hear you know, you got some winters up there, so I think I can relate a little bit to what life is like up there.
Well, thank you. I'm curious about the book that you've written, the one we're speaking about today, Elizabeth Warren. And I know I'd like to begin, if I could, by asking you about a little bit about your history, because as I've noted, you have had the opportunity to do biographies and write about a number of women of note. How did you, maybe just for listeners, how did you get into doing that?
Well, back when I lived in New York City for quite a while, and I was in the publishing industry working in marketing, but I was an aspiring writer, mostly a fiction writer and a poet, but I love to write, and I love the publishing industry. And while I was there, I had an opportunity to work for an agent and did book proposals for him and a lot of different things. And the opportunity came up to help somebody write their autobiography. And I kind of sold myself that, hey, I can do this. I know the topic really well, and even though I haven't written a book yet, I know that I can do this. And the agent took me up on it, and I had my first chance, and that led to a snowball of other projects, the most important of which for me, for my career now, was writing a biography of Christy Todd Whitman, who was then the governor of New Jersey, and it was a big deal because we didn't have very many women governors back in the early 90s, so she was a lot of people wanted to know more about her, and that was my first political biography.
Well, I just have to tell you something that is fascinating to me, because we have a lady here in Alaska, actually somewhat north of where I'm speaking from, and she has just completed doing the reading of an audio book of this book, Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, yes, the vocal artist who did the recording for this book. I was so impressed to find out that she was doing it, and I listened to some of her samples. I haven't listened to this yet, but because it just came out, but she sounds fantastic, and I was so glad that she was the one who was hired for this project. Yeah, and she's up in Alaska. That's right. That's a wonderful connection.
And I can tell you, I know Susie Althans quite well. She has worked with the radio station here. And what I'm going to do is package this interview with you, the author, with an interview I just completed with her about how it came to be that she became a person who is cast as a voice artist to do books of note. And her story sounds a little bit like yours. But I just wanted to share that we're going to do the two of them together.
Oh, that sounds that's a great idea. That sounds like a really interesting show.
Oh yeah, it appealed to me in any case. Well, let's go on with the book. You've done a series of others, and so you've come to this one with experience, and I think for listeners, I would be curious. And I asked the same thing of Susie when she was doing the voice. I said, what happens to you when you start this, and then can you reflect upon changes in your own life having gone through the process? So for you, beginning to end, change in how you viewed the world, Elizabeth Warren, or yourself?
Wow, what a wonderful question. Writing a biography of a prominent figure and doing all of that research reaching out to dozens of people to interview and get their input and their insights and their viewpoints. It is a transformative experience because whenever you learn something, you are changed, whether it's because you're going to integrate that or because it's something you repel or reject. You're always evolving if you're a person who's always learning something. So some of the things that I would say were transformative for me throughout this whole process were being inspired by yet another story of a woman who overcame obstacles of gender discrimination, you know, overcame them. And that's always inspiring to know that you don't have to be defeated by things. You can just face them and deal with them and carry on and thrive. That's always a good lesson to be reminded of and to keep learning. And also about one thing that struck me the most about her is how she has evolved as a thinker and as a policymaker through her own education. As far as being a legal scholar, what she learned about bankruptcy and really about the economics of the middle class, that made her evolve with her political affiliations, because she started out as a Republican. And when she really got to understand markets and how they work and how they make things difficult for some people, for a lot of working people, the cracks that she found in that system made her become a Democrat, because she believed that we need more regulation to make this fantastic free market system work for everybody and not just work for the very top. So I found that very interesting. That's a story of transformation that I think is one of the most interesting parts of my book.
And I noted in the book that you started appropriately with her beginnings in Oklahoma, which I found had fascinating detail. And it seemed, looking at the acknowledgments, that you had managed to interview a whole range of people who have known Elizabeth Warren throughout her career.
Right. People from Oklahoma who went to high school with her, and students that, took courses from her in law school, and professors who taught on faculties with her, staff members, a wide range of people. And that was the whole point, to get all of those perspectives in, because they have stories that Elizabeth, doesn't have the time or perhaps the inclination to share about herself. So we get a broad spectrum of perspectives, and that was my goal. And I'm very, very happy that I got to speak to so many people who had such insightful things to say and to share about her.
So as we get toward the end of this particular interview, I'm curious once again, as you do book after book, and you've done a number of them, what is the direction of your own growth in being able to do a book? And if you have any sense of, how has this changed your own process, this particular book?
Well, one thing that this book made me aware of is that there are certain topics that we don't have conversations about in this country enough, especially now. And one of those, of course, is race and racism. And a surprising thing, I think, for a lot of people will be when they discover that Elizabeth Warren has studied and written about and researched how the economy has put up a lot of roadblocks for people of color in this country. And she's a real expert on that, and I don't think that a lot of people realize it. And to me, somebody who's going to be a national leader needs to understand race and needs to understand the part that plays in having a real democracy. So that's very important. And it was something I realized as I was writing. Isn't it great to be able to start a conversation with a book like this, to take a more, nuanced view of how race has played out in her career, especially as a senator who is continuously labeled with a racial slur by the president of the United States, gives me an opportunity to bring this out. We need to talk about why Native Americans are offended by that, why the the issue of Native American identity is complex and deserves to be heard out. I have Native Americans speak in this book. So I learned there, writing books like this is so gratifying because we can perhaps start conversations that need to be begun, that people resist, but that are so important to our society and to our democratic system.
Well, thank you, Antonia Felix, author of Elizabeth Warren, Her Fight, Her Work, Her Life. We have moments for any last comment you'd like to share with listeners.
Well, thank you. I've really enjoyed your questions, and I, for any writers out there, keep up the good work and know that communicating is a gift, and and it's not easy. It doesn't get easier, but hopefully our writing gets a little bit better as the years go by. And I admire everybody who's bringing those gifts to life, and I'm very happy that that you've asked such interesting questions. And my website is AntoniaFelix.com in case anybody is interested in more details about the book and about my other work and where they can pick up a copy.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in today, and have a good day.
Thanks. All the best to you.
You've been listening to The Author's Line on Big Cabbage Radio, broadcasting from Palmer, Alaska. You can find the podcast at radiofreepalmer.org. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.